for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, November 28, 1987. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening.
Praise the Lord. Father, again tonight we thank you for your word. It is truly a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our pathway. You said the very entrance of your word gives light. And in your light, you said we would see light. And Lord, you're the light, the word's the light, and we thank you you're bringing us into light. And we thank you for the service tonight and this word that's going to come forth, Lord, and we ask your help. We can do nothing in ourselves. We know nothing. We have no knowledge without you. And so, Lord, quicken us by the Spirit, we pray. And quicken the hearts to receive in Jesus' name. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Give you the word the Lord gave me sitting right there tonight. Sometimes we don't know till we get up here. Sometimes we don't know till right before we get up here what we're going to share. But I just want to share what I feel the Lord wants us to share. Turn to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 26. And I believe there will be immunity for many, but I believe others will die as well. But thank God for those who will be spared, and thank God those that will be ready when they die. Isaiah 26, verse 20. The Lord said, come, my people. This is the command to God's people. Enter thou into thy chambers. It's your prayer closet. Shut thy doors about thee and hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place. How many believe he's coming out of his place?
Amen.
I believe he's coming out of his place. What for? To punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. So in that verse 20 especially, there is an immunity to a people. There is a command to a people. And we know it is a people that's going to pray in the time of trouble. Now I want to show you that we're going to see trouble, but yet there will be a people that will have immunity. Turn to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 12. Verse 1. It says, and at that time, and what a message a person could preach just on that one word. At that time shall Michael means to be like God. And we know Michael is going to be involved with the war in Revelation 12 of throwing Satan down to the earth. Satan said he would be like the Most High God. And yet here's an angel whose name means to be like God, and I can hear him telling Satan, you'll never make it. You're coming down. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, God's people. And notice, and there shall be a time of trouble. And I believe trouble's coming, but how many know we shouldn't get down in the mouth or down in anything just because trouble's coming? We need to get in God.
Amen.
That's the key. Get in God.
Hallelujah.
If you want to be preserved and kept. And so he said there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Now Jesus quoted from Daniel the same thing. Jesus, the greatest prophet there's ever been, the Son of God, was quoting from Daniel the prophet. And he said there's a time like there was no other nation, even at that same time. And at that time, notice this, thy people shall be what? Delivered. delivered. I believe in the time of trouble, God's people are going to receive that fullness of deliverance. Now, that word deliverance means to be preserved.
Yes.
But at that time, God's people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Hallelujah. And what a message there is on teaching on the book, if you go through all the scriptures on it. But there is a people preserved. Now turn to Jeremiah chapter 30, I believe it is. Jeremiah. And look at verse 6. Jeremiah 30, verse 6. Jeremiah said, "Ask you now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins?" That's the reproductive area. "As a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness." Verse 7 now. "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved," or preserved is what the word is, "out of it." I mean, no, that's immunity. Hallelujah. "He shall be saved," or preserved, "out of it." How many know God could preserve you in this building tonight if it blow up right here? You may be in this building. Amen? You could be saved out of it, or we would say preserved in the situation. And that's why I'm looking at this scripture right here. Now turn with me to another choice scripture. Let's go to Psalms chapter 29. Psalms 29. Praise the Lord. I'll take my time tonight. Psalms 27, excuse me. Verse 4. Psalms 27, verse 4. "One thing," David said, "have I desired." I mean, oh, God will give us the desires of our heart. It's according to the Word. "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." So that which I desire, I'm going after, David said. "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple." Next verse, verse 5. "For in the time of what?"
Trouble.
"Trouble." For in the time of trouble. Now, Daniel said at that time of trouble, there's going to be a people delivered. And here David said, in the time of trouble, He, the Lord, shall do something. Shall hide me in His pavilion or His tabernacle. In the secret. The word secret there, the Hebrew word is seter. It's the word for holy of holies. He shall hide me in the holy of holies. Amen?
Amen.
Notice. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. The stability of the Holy of Holies there is the rock or Christ. And verse 6, "And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy," and that means sacrifices of shouting. "And I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." So there is a people going to be hid in the Holy of Holies, in Seter, in the hour of trouble. But I want to tell you, it's not going to be everybody. It's going to be those that press in to that realm.
Yes, hallelujah.
Psalms 32. Psalms 32, verse 6. "For this shall everyone that is godly pray." I believe the elect of the Old Testament, or as well as the New Testament, I believe are the godly people. The Bible said He's able to deliver the godly out of temptation in Peter. And here He said, "This shall everyone that is godly." In fact, let's go back to Psalms 4 just a minute. Look at a scripture on the godly here. Praise the Lord. How many want to be godly? In Psalms 4, verse 1, brethren, listen to what David said here. "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress." So when are you going to be enlarged? When you're in distress. "Have mercy upon me." You're going to need it. And hear my prayer, O you sons of men. Now look at verse 3. But know that the Lord has set apart. That's sanctification, isn't it? Him that is godly for himself. God said, I set the godly apart for myself. And what else? And the Lord will hear the godly when he calls upon him. Praise the Lord. Okay, back to chapter 32 now. In verse 6, he said, everyone that's godly shall pray in a time when thou mayest be found. Notice that word time again. We saw it in Daniel. We saw it in Psalm 27. We're seeing it right now. Unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely, in the floods of great waters, this is tribulation, they shall not come nigh unto him, unto the godly, unto the one that's praying. Hallelujah. That goes back to Isaiah 26. Those that go into that prayer chamber and that prayer closet, yes, and hide themselves and begin to seek the Lord. Amen? Until the indignation pass over. Now, look in verse 7. Thou art my hiding place, yes, or my setter. Thou art my holy of holies, is what he's saying here. Thou shalt preserve me. Now, I've said this here before, but I want to say it again. How many know to preserve food, it takes a hot jar? And that's what God wants us to be. Secondly, it takes a lot of water to preserve. Isn't that right? And thirdly, God is sealing something in, and God is sealing something out. And the next thing is, there is pressure involved. How many know the pressures are on us? Amen? And so here he said, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just get in the Spirit. How many know God can deliver us?
Amen.
Begin to sing heavenly songs. Now listen to what God said in verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go, and will guide thee with my eye. But if you're like the horse and mule, you're not going to make it in, because that's the rebellious.
That's right.
Those that want to get the bit in their mouth and run their way and go their way. Now, turn to Psalms 91. Familiar scripture we all think we know. But do we really know it? I believe this scripture will come in to being in this hour we're living in. This is an overcomer's psalm. How many know just to know this scripture is just not enough? It's those who will walk into this realm and practice this scripture. I want to look at verse 1. He that dwelleth. The word dwelleth means to sit down. What are you doing when you're sitting down? You're resting. He that dwelleth or will sit down in the secret place, that's the Holy of Holies, that's the word set there again, in the secret place, I mean, oh, he's preparing that place again. We talked about that, we said something about that yesterday. And I said that place was in the Father. John 14 tells you that place is in the Father. The Father's the Spirit, the Father's light, he's life, he's love, he's a consuming fire. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Most High, most holy place, Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now that word abide means a lodging place for the night. And the word there, under, speaks of submission. Hallelujah. Now let me read it this way. He that will sit down in the Holy of Holies of the Most High shall have a lodging place for the night, under the shadow, the effulgence, the glory of the Almighty. Anybody want that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's for us, if we press into it. Amen? Now turn to Ezekiel chapter 9. Ezekiel chapter 9. Hallelujah. And look at verse 1. I don't know if this is Brother Glenn's favorite scripture, but he reads it a lot different times. He reached over tonight and said, you know, there's an angel standing between me and you and me. Problem is, I didn't see it. So I think he saw it or discerned it. I don't know which it was. Yeah, I felt something too. Hallelujah.
I praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Chapter 9, verse 1. He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice. Ever had anybody do that? Saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with this destroying weapon in his hand. So destruction's about ready to happen here, isn't it? Verse 2, and behold, six men. Six is the number of man. I mean, no, destruction's coming from man. And I believe destruction's coming upon the earth in the end of the age. Behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies towards the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. But notice, and one man among them, this is today, it would be a corporate man we're talking about. One man among them, was clothed with the overcomer's clothing, linen, and with a rider's inkhorn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. So something's going to be judged, isn't it? Hmm? How many of the word brazen there speaks of judgment? Verse 3. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereon he was to the threshing hole of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the rider's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city. How many know today we're the city set on a hill that cannot be hit? How many know we're the city of the living God, too? Part of it. Go through the midst of the city. This was the natural city. Through the midst of Jerusalem. That was natural Jerusalem. How many know Jerusalem is the holy place, people, today? If you know the Holy of Holies teaching. He said, how many know the holy place also, Jerusalem, is also the mine? How many know David said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Now, you may be praying for the natural Jerusalem. You may be praying for the church, which is Jerusalem. But you better be praying also for this soul, too, because it's Jerusalem. And he said, go to the midst of Jerusalem and set a mark upon the foreheads. That's the mind, isn't it? Of the men that sighed and cried. These are the intercessors, as Brother Miller mentioned earlier. And notice what they're saying. They're crying against all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And then verse 6, God said, look at verse 6. Well, verse 5, excuse me. And to the others he said in mine hearing, go you after him. Now notice, follow the one that marks the people. You cannot go. You cannot make your move until I've sent that one that I've ordained to seal the people. Now I believe destruction is coming, and I believe it's coming to America. I believe it's coming to the world. But I do not believe the heavy stuff will come until God has sealed the people. God will seal His people first. Amen. Give them protection and immunity, but I want to tell you, destruction is coming upon the horizon. Hallelujah. But we shouldn't get so concerned about that right now. We should get concerned about getting sealed and marked by God in the forehead. You say, well, how can I do that? By becoming an intercessor and seeking your God and me seeking my God. Hallelujah. And he says here, notice, hallelujah, verse 5, go you after him through the city, smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have you pity. Slay the old, the young, the maids, the little children, the women. I believe when this destruction comes, it's coming upon all the families. That's why we need our families protected and under the blood of Jesus. Amen? But come not near any man upon whom is the mark. And begin somewhere. At my sanctuary. And that's where judgment has begun. And notice they began at the ancient men that were before the house. I mean, no, that's God's, that was the elders of Israel. Now, turn to Revelation 7. Praise you, Jesus. Revelation 7. Revelation 7, verse 1. But before you read verse 1, look down to chapter 6, verse 17. For the great day of His wrath is come. Now, people get tribulation and wrath mixed up. Amen? God has not appointed the church to come under His wrath. But He never said you would not have tribulation. There's a difference. Tribulation comes, in fact, we enter the kingdom by much tribulation. Amen? But the wrath of God comes on the wicked. And it says, the great day of his wrath has come. Who shall be able to stand? He asked the question. Well, we can't stand in ourselves. We can't stand in our traditions at that time. We can only stand in God. Chapter 7, verse 1. After these things, I saw four angels. Four is the number of creation, the number of the world. Standing on the four corners of the earth. We can look at the natural earth, but also see there's four corners in our earth too. The mind, the will, the emotions, and desires. How many know man has the capability to destroy the human race today? But God will not let that happen. And right here, the angels are holding the four winds of the earth back. That's natural winds, but how many know even with the bombs there's winds? That the wind should not what? Blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. Now there's the natural earth, there's the natural sea, and there is the natural tree. But how many know this is the earth also? And the sea is humanity. And the trees can be Christians, because we are trees. Verse 2. And I saw another angel ascending, and we think of an angel descending, but this one's ascending. He's coming up from the earth. And notice, he's ascending from the east. That's where the sun comes up. That's where there's light. So this one's coming from the east. He's coming from light, and he's bringing light. Having the seal, notice this, of the living God. It's a seal of life. Amen? Hallelujah. How many on Exodus 28, there was a sealing in the breastplate, there was a sealing on the shoulders, and there was a sealing on the, we would say the mind, because they put the turban, the mitre on the head, and right across it in gold letters, it said, holiness to the Lord. We have to be sealed in our hearts. And I believe we are when we come to Christ, to Jesus. There's a sealing in the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And yet there's a sealing in the soul. Hallelujah. And he says here, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till, time worked, till we, and I believe that word we is a ministry in the earth. Hallelujah. How many know this is what's going to seal you? And God has ordained man to proclaim and preach the gospel. Amen? How many know angels means messengers? They can be the angels that, yes, that God created. But how many know a prophet can be an angel? If you know your Bible. John, the angel he saw here, well, turn to chapter 22, Revelation. Let's look at it. Hallelujah. Verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. So here, he said, back in chapter 7 now, he says, hurt not the earth, the sea, the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. How many know that's in your soul? Now, God's not just going to slap something out here on the outside. God's going to put something within your soul to cause you to be able to stand, which is the renewing of the mind, saving of the soul, restoration, call it what you want to. It's still God doing a work within us. Praise the Lord. So there is a people here being protected, being sealed before the destruction comes. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to another scripture here as we will go into it. Turn to, turn to Revelation 14. I love this book of Revelation. How many love it? Praise the Lord. In chapter 14, I never get enough of this. I tell you, I love it. Praise the Lord. In chapter 14, verse 1, John said, I looked and lo, there was a lamb standing on Mount Zion. Now, hold your place. Turn back to Obadiah, if you can find it. I hope I can. Obadiah. Praise the Lord. Bill said 1353. Amos. Obadiah. Okay, Obadiah, look in verse 17. Obadiah is on one chapter.
Right. Oh, hallelujah. I like
it. And verse 17 says, but upon Mount Zion.
Amen.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Zion is the seventh letter in the Hebrew. But I'll show you what it means in a minute in the New Testament. But upon Mount Zion shall be, number one, deliverance. So if you're going to be in the Zion people, how many know you're going to have to receive and believe and exercise deliverance? Whatever form that takes. And there shall be holiness, number two. And the house of Jacob shall possess something. Their possessions. Hallelujah. It's not enough to enter. Conquer, you've got to possess as well. Now, verse 18. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of the flesh, which is Esau, for stubble. I mean, oh, God's going to burn the flesh up. And they, if you're going to be on Zion, you're going to get your flesh burned. Isn't that right? And they shall kent. You know, there's a baptism in water, isn't there? The baptism in the Holy Ghost. But there is a baptism in fire.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. It says here, notice again, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. I mean, if you're going to be a hundredfolder, that means zero flesh. That means it's a total walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
I mean, we hadn't got there. Amen? Hallelujah. Chapter 1 there, that's Obadiah, verse 21 now. And saviors, and that word means deliverers, and saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to do something, to judge the Mount of Esau. But we can't judge anybody or anything until we judge ourselves. They're coming upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom, notice that, shall be the Lord's. So we got Zion, we got Esau being dealt with, we got saviors and deliverers coming up on Zion, and it's God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, turn back to Revelation 14. But he said, I saw a lamb, John said, hallelujah, standing, or he stood on the mount, it says Zion, but it's Zion. And that word there, Zion or Zion, means, here's what it means from the Strong's, it means the church militant. And triumphant.
Yes.
It is a militant, triumphant people. Not a defeated people. And with him was 144,000. Now I know different brethren teach it different ways. And I'm not trying to take away from anybody the way they teach it. I don't teach it a literal number. I believe it's symbolical. But others teach literal. But we'll see one of these days. Hallelujah. But anyways, he says, 144,000 having his father's nature written in their foreheads. That's in the soul of man, isn't it, brethren? That is a seal within our soul. Hallelujah. Now, verse 2. And I heard this voice from heaven as the voice of many waters. I mean, that's a body. And as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers. They weren't just harping. They were harping with their harps. There's a difference. We've all done the other. Now look, look. Look, Brother Miller's looking at pretty. Chapter 15. Chapter 15. Look in 15 now. Look in 15. Verse 2. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingle with fire. I mean, that speaks of trials. Them that had gotten the victory. Everybody say victory, brethren.
Victory.
Victory. Victory over what? The beast. How many know to get the victory over the beast, you got to be where the beast sits? That's pretty simple, isn't it? And over his image, and over his mark, he's got a mark too, and over the number of his nature, his name, standing on the sea of glass, having what? The harps of God. Praise the Lord. And they're singing the song of Moses also of God and the Lamb. To go back to chapter 5 just a minute of Revelation.
Brother Tommy?
Yes.
I looked up that word nature.
Okay.
And it says the essential elements of a thing. So the essential elements of this Lamb, which is Christ.
Amen.
We all know what they are, life and holiness.
Amen. Good. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Chapter 5, verse 8. Hallelujah. Chapter 5, verse 8. And verse 8 says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. But notice, every one of them had harps. Okay, go back to chapter 14. In verse 3, it says they sung, as it were, a new song. This is a new message. How many like to sing a new song?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do too. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. They're singing the song before the throne.
Yes, hallelujah.
How many know we can do that? Now, let's see who's taken the throne. Look in chapter 12, verse 5. Got a lot to say tonight. Might be midnight. Chapter 12, verse 5. And she, the woman, the church, brought forth a man-child who was to shepherd or rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and to his throne. All right, notice here. He's going to shepherd the nations with a rod of iron. Turn to chapter 2. We'll see who it is. The Bible tells us who it is. Sure, we know Jesus is going to do that too. We're going to be under Christ or with Christ. Revelation 2:26, and he that overcometh and keeps my works to the end, to him, the overcomer, will I give power or authority over the nations. And he shall shepherd, same word, them, the nations, with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter, shall they, the nations, be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. As the promise was given to Jesus, he's given it to the overcomers. Amen? And then he said, I'll give him, the overcomer, the morning star. How many know that's Jesus? Revelation 22:16 tells you who that is. Now, turn to Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh, the one that gets the victory over, the one that conquers, prevails, will I grant to sit. He's going to give you a grant. Anybody want a grant? I will grant him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also have overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. Who's that for? Those that overcome. Those that overcome. Amen? Hallelujah. Now turn to Revelation 7. How many believe we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy when we need it? Chapter 7, look at verse 13. One of the elders answered and said to me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence or where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, thou knowest. You're asking me, but you know, John said. But he said to me, John said, these are they which came out of great tribulation, or the great affliction, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Well, how many of you take a robe and put it in blood, it's going to come out red? But here he said, the robes were made white by the blood. Amen? Somebody said, well, the blood's spiritual. Yeah, so is the robe. Hallelujah. The cleansing. I'm glad Jesus shed his blood for you and me. Verse 15. Therefore, are they before the throne of God? I don't believe God has a robe over in the corner we just run over and grab and get and put on. I believe we're putting the robe on now. We're putting on righteousness now. Amen? How many know there are many naked Christians?
Amen.
They're called Laodiceans. Yes. Laodicea means the people rule.
Yes.
And when people rule, you have a mob rule.
Yes.
And right here in verse 15, therefore are they before the throne of God, these people here. And notice, serving day and night in the temple. How many know there's no night where God the Father is? Where's night at? It's here on the earth. Hallelujah. You don't have to die to be before the throne. Although if you die, you can go before the throne if God takes you before it. Praise the Lord. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. Where's he dwelling today? He's dwelling among us, isn't he? In us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. They shall hunger no more. They shall hunger no more. Neither thirst anymore. I see that both natural and spiritual. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Now, where'd they come through? Out of what?
Tribulation.
Great tribulation. They've been in the heat. They've been in the fire. God said no more. They've been purged. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. How many know that's the body of Christ? There's a fountain in you and me. Amen? And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Now turn to Luke 21. Luke 21, verse 25. Jesus said here, in verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth. This is what Brother Miller was talking about tonight. Distress of nations. With what? That means there's no way out. There's no exit in the natural. God's bringing man to his wits' end. And I say, thank God for that. The sea and the waves roaring. Not only the natural sea and the, is roaring, and the natural ways, but humanity is roaring. How many know there's unrest in the land, brethren? There's unrest in the church. Verse 26. Men's hearts, that's the problem, failing them for fear and for looking after those things that are coming on the earth, for the power of the heavens shall be shaken. Verse 27. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Now look at verse 28. And when these things what? Now notice, when these things began to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, O you gates. The King of Glory is going to come in. Hallelujah. For your redemption draweth nigh. Now notice, he said, when you begin to see it, the redemption, that's the redemption of the body, is drawing nigh. But look in verse 31. Somebody said, I won't be here. Well, let's look at verse 31. So likewise you, when you see these things, what?
Come to pass.
Come to
pass. Yes, hallelujah.
If you're going to see them come to pass, you're standing here on earth.
Right.
Know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
Yes.
So that means we're going to see some things yet. Amen? Before Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Now, look in verse 35. 34. Here's a warning. Take heed to yourselves, church. Lest at any time your hearts, there's the problem again, be overcharged with servility, drunkenness, cares of this life. We could break all that down and teach on that. And so that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare, as a trap, shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. How many know the earth tonight doesn't realize what's coming?
Right.
How many know that's why we need to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
Verse 36. Now look at this verse right here. Watch you therefore and pray always. That's the intercessors. That you may be accounted worthy to escape all what? Now go back to verse 31 though. So likewise when you see what?
These things.
And yet he says right here, Pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all these things, that you'll come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Here's what Philip's translation says. You must be vigilant at all times. Listen to this now. Praying that you may be strong enough to come safely through all that is going to happen and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. I'm going to read that again. That was so good. You must be vigilant at all times, praying that you may be strong enough to come safely through all that is going to happen and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. How many believe we need His strength to take you through what's going to happen here in the earth? Well, we're not going to have strength unless we're vigilant and unless we're praying always. Amen? It's coming back to the intercessor again where we started tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Turn with me to another scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And Paul said, and this is Paul's prayer, and I believe it's my prayer. I hope it's your prayer.
Yes.
That the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved or kept blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe Paul's prayer will be answered. I believe there will be a people that will be sanctified in the whole man.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Praise the Lord. Go back to Revelation 14 now. Go back to that chapter. Should have went on back there a while ago. Revelation 14. Now look at verse 3. It says, and they sung, this is this remnant company, first fruit company, worldwide. It's not in one little locality. It's worldwide. I believe what God does is worldwide. Amen? And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. And we established those were overcomers. And before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but, and I believe the word, the 144 and 4,000, whoever they are, and wherever they are, which were redeemed from the earth. From the earth. From the earth. Amen?
Amen.
And that actually means away from the earth. Verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with the harlot Jezebel system, religious systems. For they are virgins. They're the wise virgins of Matthew 25. These are they which follow the Lamb, and His name is Jesus, whithersoever that He goeth. Well, where did the Lamb go? He went to the cross, and He went in the Holy of Holies. And if we're going to be part of this people, you'll go to the cross. You'll have your cross daily if you're going to enter the Holy of Holies. Amen? These are they which follow the Lamb. Hallelujah. That means you're led by the Holy Ghost. How many of the Holy Ghost leads you to Jesus? He exalts Jesus. He does not exalt a man or a group or a denomination. He exalts Jesus. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever they go. These were redeemed from among men. Not only from the earth, but from among men. Being something, brethren. The first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. This is the first fruit company. And I believe and I teach that they will start the resurrection. Praise the Lord. Turn back to Luke 20 a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 20. And I want to look at verse 34. Jesus answering and said to them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that age or that world and the what? Resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more. For they are equal unto the angels and are... Now, yours says children, but the word is sons. Filios. but are the sons of God being the sons of the resurrection. That's what the Greek says. That word son is the same word where the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's the same word where Paul said that creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. So there is those that will be, and start, I believe, the resurrection, the sons of God, the remnant, the first fruits. Praise the Lord. Now, we said the other day there was a barley harvest and there was a wheat harvest. And I want to show you that it's scriptural. Turn back to Exodus 9 just a minute. Exodus 9. And this was in the time of judgment, but I think we see something here. And I said that both the barley and the wheat were planted at the same time, but the barley always came up first, which is a type of first fruits, and the wheat is a type of the general harvest. Now here in Exodus 9, verse 31, it says, and the flax and the barley was smitten. This was a judgment back in Exodus. But notice, the barley and the flax was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bold, but the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And I can teach a message on those scriptures right there, but I won't do it. But we can see that the barley had ripened ahead of the wheat. Now here in Revelation 14, in these verses we're reading, from verses 1 through 5, I believe it is the barley harvest. How many know that sheaf was taken to the high priest and weighed before the Lord? Amen? And that was a sign that the general harvest, or the wheat harvest, was soon to come in. And God is going to catch this people up to the throne. Hallelujah. Now, many who hear this teaching hate it. Can I say, be honest? I said, there's many here that hate it. But one of these days, when it happens, they'll be sorry they missed it. Hallelujah. But there is a people that believes it will be part of it. Hallelujah. And yet they'll minister to those that maybe once hated it. Hallelujah. And verse 5, chapter 14. In their mouth was found no guile, no deceit. I mean, oh, that's a purging. That's deliverance. For they are without fault. Where? Before the throne of God. That's this first fruit people. This remnant people. Because we're dealing even with a remnant here. And if you know your Bible, how many know through from Old Testament to New Testament, old and new, God's really dealing mainly with two groups of people. There's really three, but He's dealing with two especially. Amen? We're dealing with this remnant, this first fruits, and yet the general harvest. Now, look in verse 6. After the first fruits is caught to the throne, verse 6, I saw another angel fly in the middle heaven, midst of heaven, having what? The everlasting gospel. Now, I want to show you what's with this everlasting gospel. I've heard all kind of stuff. Let's look at the Bible. To preach to them that dwell on the earth, so it's going to be preached, isn't it? And notice, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, that means the whole world's going to hear it. Now look at verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear God. So with this everlasting gospel, what's man going to hear? The fear of God. Number 2, give glory to Him. 3, the hour of His judgment has come. And 4, worship Him that made heaven, the earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. Hallelujah. And verse 8, Babylon falls.
Yes, hallelujah.
The religious systems fall. And verse 9, now look at verse 9. The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast, his image, receive his mark in the forehead or in his hand. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of His indignation, he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast, his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Here is something.
Hallelujah.
In the time of the beast, here is the patience of the saints. That means you'll be here. And what else? Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. They're going to need it, aren't they? Verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, now listen to this, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
Yes.
They're Christians. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And then verse 14 and 15, here is the harvest of the earth. And I looked, and here's the wheat harvest. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, although it doesn't say wheat here. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. How many know that's Jesus? And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the what? Harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
Hallelujah.
But this did not happen until there was a people caught to the throne.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And if you read on down, there's another reaping. The wicked
yes.
is being dealt with by the Lord there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we can see God has a people that's coming forth. Amen?
Hallelujah.
In His very own image. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I want to be part of it. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. There are two groups. Now go back to John 12. John 12. How many believe there's the wise virgins and there's the foolish virgins?
Yes.
And I don't want to be a foolish virgin. God help me. I mean, I know we've all been foolish in some areas. In John chapter 11, rather. John 11. Jesus, we know Lazarus has just died. And I think we see a picture of something here of these two companies we're talking about. John 11, verse 20. It says, well, let's go back to verse 18. Now Bethany, and that means the house of figs, was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. How many know 15 is the number of rest? Verse 19. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming. Now that was in the natural. How many believe Jesus is coming though?
Amen.
Out there.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Went and met him. Go you out to meet the bridegroom. Matthew 25 says. But Mary sat still in the house. She stayed in the house. So one is Martha going out to meet Jesus while Mary stays in the house. Well, this is type and shadow here.
Thanks.
Come on down. Verse 28. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister, what?
Secretly.
Now Martha goes out to meet him. Now she's coming secretly calling to her sister.
Hallelujah.
The Messiah, Jesus, was caught up. In John 20, he told Mary, I ascend to my God and your God. Remember that? And I believe he did. And he came back. And the disciples were in the room. And he came in there. You know, the doors were locked and everything. And yet, 40 days later, they saw him ascend. Didn't they? You believe he's the pattern? Hallelujah. And right here, And he came secretly to his disciples. The man child in Revelation will be caught up, and yet he will minister to the woman in the wilderness. And here Martha is coming back to her sister secretly saying, "The Master has come and calleth for thee." As soon as she heard that, notice she arose quickly. I mean, he's going to do a work quickly.
Amen.
Cut us short in righteousness if we're moving in the Spirit. And came to him. Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in what? Come on. In that place. Now that was a natural place. But he's got a place prepared for you and me.
Yes.
Where Martha met him. Now look at verse 31. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily. There's no recording that anybody saw Martha go out to meet him. But here when Mary begins to go to meet him, it says the Jews saw it. Hallelujah. And I believe the man-child, midnight, shall be caught up. Whatever time frame that is. But the man-child is going to come back and minister to the church. Jesus was caught up to the Father, went up to the Father, and came back. As far as we know, nobody actually saw him. He did tell Mary that he was going. But 40 days later, they saw him ascend. Amen? And so right here, it says, the Jews, and when they were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily, or in a hurry, and went out, followed her, saying, "She goeth to the grave to weep then." And when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet. Hallelujah. Turn to Revelation 19.
Hallelujah.
Now notice it said, Martha came and said, "The Master's calling for you, Mary." Look in Revelation 19 here a minute. Revelation 19, verse 7. "Let us be glad, rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself what?"
Amen.
Matthew 25 says those wise virgins they were ready and went into the marriage with him.
Amen.
Verse 8, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said to her, and he said unto me, Write, blessed are those that are now what? Called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Go back to verse 7 now. "The marriage of the supper of the Lamb has come. His wife is ready. To her she was granted to..." And all that Ramey talked about in verse 8. Then he said, "Right, blessed are those that are now called."
Yes, called.
There's two groups there. Turn to Isaiah 45 and I'll show this to you. Psalms 45. Psalms 45. Hallelujah. How many believe there were three men with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration? They saw the glory of God. They were on the mount. That was a natural mount. That was a remnant, 3 out of 12. The other 9 were at the bottom of the mountain trying to cast the devil out of a person. But because of unbelief, they couldn't do it. There's two groups right there. Psalms 45. I want to tell you, there's a people going to see God's glory. Hallelujah. In Psalms 45, verse 9, "King's daughters were among the honorable women. Upon the right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir." Verse 11, "So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him." Verse 13, "The king's daughter is all glorious where?" I mean, no, that's his nature. "Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needle work." How many know needles will stick you? And to use a needle, you've got to use your hand or your fingers. And there's a hand ministry that's going to stick you. Hallelujah. Amen. That will needle you. That will perfect you in God. "She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins," look at this, she's brought, now it says, "the virgins, her companions, that what? Follow her." shall also be brought unto thee. Hallelujah. Well, I could go on with them two groups. I got a whole bunch of them up here. I'll give them to you, but I won't do it. But there is a remnant. There is a first fruits, and which is the barley harvest. And there is the harvest of the earth, the wheat harvest, is coming in. Hallelujah. Whether we believe it or whether we don't believe it, I believe God's word will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. I know God has commissioned me to preach this word to the first fruit people, whoever they are, and wherever they are. And I thank God for brethren that's proclaiming this word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have just a small portion of the truth. We want more truth.
Yes.
How many desire truth tonight?
Amen. Amen.
If we don't desire truth, we'll not grow, brethren.
Oh my God. Hallelujah.
We must desire truth. Jesus is the truth. The word is the truth.
Hallelujah.
That will set us free. Praise God. We're not here just preaching theology. We're here preaching the word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Father, we thank you tonight for those sons and daughters, Lord, across this world and this land. God, that will have immunity. That will catch the vision. Lord, that will enter that prayer closet. Hallelujah, and become those intercessors, Lord, not only just for themselves and their family, but for others, Lord, as well. And God, they'll reach out to others. They'll stand in the gap for others, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for them, whoever they are tonight, wherever they are, God. I pray for the intercessors in America and the world, Lord. I pray for the brethren in Russia and China, in Cuba, in the communist countries tonight, God. I thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our brethren there, Lord. I thank you for those that are being persecuted tonight, Lord, in those nations. And I pray for the Christians of America. I pray, God, that you bind us together in love, Lord. Hallelujah. Pour your Spirit, O God, upon us and in us, Lord. And preserve us, Lord, and keep us. Keep us from the wicked one, Lord. Preserve us. Help us, to God, to be vigilant and to pray always that we can escape those things that are coming. Lord, that we can be strong enough to come through those things and to stand before the Son of God, Lord. Lord, I thank you tonight. Praise God for this camp, Lord. I thank you that where we can come and declare this truth, Lord. I thank you for Lake Hamilton, Lord. I thank you for deliverance, Lord, and healing and salvation. God, I thank you for end-time teachings that you're bringing through this camp, God. I thank you for this people. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Seal this word tonight to our hearts, Lord. And Lord, if there are those here that did not understand it, God, put understanding in them. God, put a desire in their heart to understand it. Don't let them fight against it, Lord. Show them to submit to you. If it's truth, Lord, show them to submit to you. Name of Jesus. Yes.
There's a new day that's dawning, and the glory of the Lord is over me.
Yes.
So rise now, my spirit, and receive the love of Jesus.
Yes.
And believe what he said he will do.
Yes.
There's a new day that's coming.
Yes.
There's a new day that's dawning. And the glory of the Lord cover me.
Yes.
So rise now, my spirit, and receive the love of Jesus.
Yes.
And believe what he said he will do.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that new day is arising, don't you, brother? Hallelujah. It's coming up on us fast. Hallelujah. Let's wait before the Lord. Maybe somebody else has a word here tonight. Wait before the Lord. Obey the Spirit of the living God if you have a word from the Lord. Let's wait just a second. Praise God. Anybody has a prophetic word, obey the Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't work it up. If God's given you a word,
right,
just give it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
They my people eat off the crumbs from the table that fall.
Hmm.
To take thy rightful place.
Yes.
Yeah, even at my table.
Uh-huh.
At the supper of the Lamb.
Yes.
The table I'm set there, the Lord.
Hmm.
Yes.
Man.
There have I prepared the way of death and the way of life. For I say to my people, even my table, in thy rightful place. And live this day, says the Lord of hosts.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd rather eat at Jesus' table than the table of devils,
Amen.
Wouldn't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can be a Mephibosheth in this hour. I mean, he lived in Lodibar. Just stand with me a minute. I mean, Lodibar means a place of no pasture, no word. He lived on the other side of Jordan. But how many know there was a man named Ziba, who's a type of the Holy Ghost, went after Mephibosheth. And he was brought in because of a covenant cut with David and Jonathan. He reaped the benefits. How many know we're reaping some benefits tonight of that covenant the Father and the Son made? Hallelujah. And Ziba went after that crippled. He was a crippled man. When he was young, he was dropped by his nurse, a woman. How many know churches will drop you too? But God will pick you up. Amen? Mephibosheth means a shameful thing.
Yes.
And when he fell before David, he said, I'm a dog. How many know we were all Gentiles? Lost without God.
Yes.
But I want to tell you, in that condition, David did not send that boy or that man a pair of crutches to hobble in. But he sent a man named Ziba to carry him, hallelujah, into the king's palace. Amen? God come knocking on your door and my door. He didn't send you a pair of crutches either. He's carrying you and me in. Praise the Lord. He come looking for you and me. Amen. Bringing us into the king's table. Hallelujah. To sit there forever. Praise the Lord. And I believe there's a people supping tonight with Jesus. And that literally means to have a supper with him. Praise God. I believe we're moving towards the end. And I believe that he's bringing a people together that desire Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. And they're going to eat. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight for this people again. We thank you tonight, Lord, for this word. Again, seal it to our hearts. Father, give us a good night's rest tonight. Give the people good fellowship, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And forevermore I will reign with Him. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. King of kings, Lord, bright morning star, and throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him, and forevermore, I will reign with Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise and magnify you, Lord. Thou art worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lifeinchrist.com. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.